Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, From Here to Equality. Second Edition Reparations for Black Americans in the 21st Century is a nonfiction work of political economy, history, and policy argument by William A. Darity Jr. and A. Kirsten Mullen. The book makes a sustained case for reparations for Black American descendants of slavery, placing that claim within the longer history of slavery, Jim Crow, and modern racial discrimination in the United States. Rather than treating reparations as a symbolic gesture, the authors frame it as a matter of measurable economic justice tied to documented harms and persistent wealth inequality. The second edition updates the original argument with a new foreword that reflects recent developments in local, state, and federal reparations debates. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical to show why reparations are morally and economically justified, and to outline what a serious program would require in terms of eligibility, payment standards, responsible parties, and form of compensation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reparations argument built on three connected eras of injustice. The book's core claim is that reparations are justified not by a single historical episode, but by a cumulative pattern of harm across slavery, Jim Crow, and modern discrimination. This structure matters because it moves the discussion beyond isolated acts of injustice and toward a long-term account of racial exclusion in American economic life. Slavery created the original theft of labor and wealth, but emancipation did not close the debt. Jim Crow then restricted access to education, jobs, housing, voting, and capital, ensuring that freedom did not translate into equal economic citizenship. The contemporary period extends the argument by showing that discrimination did not end with formal segregation. It persisted through public policy, labor markets, and wealth-building institutions. By treating these eras as linked rather than separate, the authors show why simple reforms or generic anti-poverty policies do not fully address the historical debt. The logic of the book is cumulative. If each era reinforced the next, then the remedy must also be cumulative and targeted. Secondly, using economic measurement to translate historical wrongs into policy claims. A distinctive feature of the book is its insistence on quantification. Darity and Mullen do not rely only on moral language. They attempt to assign economic meaning to injustice by linking historical exclusion to present-day wealth disparities. This approach helps make reparations discussable as a policy question rather than only as an ethical aspiration. The authors use widely cited evidence about the enormous racial wealth gap to show that inequality is not accidental or self-correcting. Wealth, unlike income alone, captures inherited advantage, home ownership, access to credit, education, and the ability to withstand crisis. By focusing on wealth and lost opportunity, the book identifies the mechanisms through which racial inequality reproduces itself across generations. The point is, not that every injustice can be perfectly priced, but that a serious reparations proposal must confront the material scale of harm. That emphasis distinguishes the book from works that stop at historical interpretation and never translate history into actionable economic terms. Thirdly, a concrete design for reparations instead of a symbolic appeal. The book is unusually practical for its genre because it lays out the main components of an implementable reparations program. The authors emphasize four central questions: who qualifies, how much should be paid, who should pay, and in what form compensation should be delivered. This framework is important because reparations debates often fail at the level of design, where general agreement about injustice does not become a workable policy. Darity and Mullen argue for Black American descendants of enslaved people as the eligible group, grounding eligibility in the specific historical injury they document. They also push readers to think beyond vague acknowledgments or small-scale symbolic measures. The program they envision is meant to be substantial enough to address structural harm, not merely to signal regret. By asking implementation questions directly, the book treats reparations as a governmental obligation that requires administration, standards, and accountability. This makes the argument more concrete than broad moral appeals, while also exposing how politically difficult serious redress would be. Fourthly, why wealth inequality is central to the book's diagnosis of racial injustice. The book's analysis is anchored in the racial wealth gap, which it treats as a sign of historical accumulation rather than individual failure. Wealth is central because it captures the effects of slavery and discrimination over time in a way that income statistics alone cannot. In the author's framework, the gap between Black and white household wealth reflects lost assets, blocked inheritance, exclusion from federally supported opportunity, and uneven access to institutions that build economic security. This focus shifts the debate away from narrow questions of personal responsibility and towards structural advantage. It also explains why the authors are skeptical of remedies that emphasize equal opportunity in the abstract but do little to repair accumulated disadvantage. The wealth gap functions as evidence that past injustice continues to shape present outcomes. In that sense, the book is not simply saying inequality exists. It is arguing that inequality is the living residue of a specific historical process. That makes reparations a response to path-dependent damage, not a charitable intervention or a general social welfare policy. Lastly, an intervention aimed at public debate. Policymakers and skeptical readers, From Here to Equality is written as a direct intervention into the American debate over reparations. And it is designed to reach more than one audience. It speaks to scholars, activists, policymakers, and readers who may be skeptical of reparations but willing to examine the evidence. The book's tone and structure reflect that ambition. It combines historical narrative, economic reasoning, and policy design so that the case can be evaluated on several levels at once. Its second edition is especially relevant because the reparations conversation has expanded in recent years at the city, state, and federal levels. The book therefore functions both as a foundational argument and as a guide to contemporary political possibilities. It stands out in the genre because it does not merely affirm that racism mattered. It argues that society owes a specific kind of debt and that the debt should be paid through a defined program. For readers interested in public policy, racial justice, or the economics of inequality, the book offers a rigorous framework for thinking about what meaningful repair would require. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a serious, evidence-based account of reparations rather than a brief opinion piece or a purely moral appeal. Students of public policy, African American history, economics, law, and social justice will find it especially useful because it connects historical analysis to concrete policy design. It also has value for skeptical readers, since the authors do not assume shared agreement. They build the case step by step through history, economics, and implementation questions. One practical benefit of the book is that it clarifies why reparations discussions cannot be reduced to symbolism, generalized inequality, or broad diversity initiatives. Another is that it shows how reparations can be framed as a targeted response to specific documented harms that continue to shape wealth and opportunity. Compared with many books on racial justice, this one stands out for its combination of historical scope and policy precision. It is not only an argument about why reparations matter, but also a blueprint for what a serious reparations program would have to address if it were ever to become real policy. If you would like to support William A. Darity Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.